I just love that smiling face in the early sun. If I can't have you to myself, then life's no fun.
I'd rather be with you, boo. Yeah.
I wanna hold your hand, oh, if I can, just be a man. I wanna be your friend, not now and then, but until the end. I just love the way you act, and that's a fact. I wanna be your number one, so get to that.
Gemini twins in the building, but we're going to get to that in just a minute. So y'all know what we do. This is Sunday. This is our wrap-up recap show for everything that we had going on in the week. So I just want to tell y'all, thank y'all for making it. So we ain't going to do too much. We're going to go ahead and get the Gemini twin in here because we got stuff that we got to do. So you say fuck, you in the building, shall we?
Always. Oh, Sunday. Hey. I don't know why I'm feeling like that. Hey, people. Happy Sunday. What's going on, sex jerk?
Man, listen, let me tell you, we got an action-packed show. We're only doing an hour tonight, but when I tell you, baby, I got some stuff that I am going to be bringing to y'all tonight. So tonight, and at the half-hour point, we're going to have a poet that's going to come on, and they're going to do a piece. This piece, just you got to hear the piece. You have to hear it. I've already heard it, but I don't want to give up too much information because when I tell you, women need to hear this post. I've convinced her to go ahead and do a Facebook. She's going to go and start her YouTube page and start doing poetry. She's actually been on this show before. She is a friend of the Big Bapper Friend Show. But I don't want to give out too much information right now because we got other stuff that we got to get to. You say fuck, you in the building, Shelly?
I'm always in the building and happy to be here, baby. I'm here.
You say fuck.
I'm ready.
You say fuck.
Let's shake.
You say fuck.
What? I say
first,
fuck.
Oh, shit. Well, listen, first of all, let's get a hype. Let's get a hype because we're going to get mellow. We're going to go on an emotional roller coaster. Y'all know how I do. So, first off, let me say this. I appreciate everybody who supports the Big Bapper Friend Show, who listens, who tags people, who shares our stuff, because y'all don't understand. There is a whole bunch of different crazy personalities that come to putting this show together, so I want to say first, I want to say thank you to our production manager because I know I get on her damn nerves and I drive her absolutely crazy with this. I'm not the only person. She has to deal with multiple personalities when it comes to this show because y'all bash it crazy. But third, I want to say thank you to the sponsor of this show. I want, like, y'all have no idea. For the first time in our life, we have actually had monetary sponsors. And that means something to me because we've been able to start growing the show. We've begin to start putting things in place, and we're working on other things. So I want to say, if you have contributed contributed, if you have donated, if you've been a sponsor, if you've done anything to help this show grow and get better and do what we do, I want to say thank you first. Because I brought this up on Wednesday's show, and I want to bring it up again today. We have to get back into a process of saying thank you. So thank y'all. Thank y'all for doing everything that y'all have done. But you say, look, it's time to get real with the people.
Well, come on and bring it to them now when we get there.
Ooh, don't play with them like that. You know they're not ready.
That Are they ever, though? You know, we stay coming with different bullshit to put some thoughts on their mind. Are they ever ready?
I don't really think so. I really don't think so. And here's the thing. Like it's funny because, like, I don't realize. I get so many guests who tune in and listen. They're like, oh, my God, it sounds like you're in a bathroom. And it really does. Even for me, what I'm working on, I am working on trying to bring you guys different acoustics. So I'm trying out a new set of earbuds, new headphones. There are so many different things I'm going to be trying new. But since y'all said that it sounds like I'm in a bathroom, I'm going to take these on. I'm going to give it to y'all old school. I'm going to just give it to y'all straight from the mic. But I want y'all to hear me, and I want y'all to be clear. Because everybody needs to hear what we're getting ready to do, what we're about to say, what we're about to talk about. Because we got so much that we got to get to. But you say, fuck, let me ask you a question real quick before we get started. Can you hear me?
Okay. I hear you fine.
There we go. Tell me about your week.
Oh, my God. Actually, it really hasn't been too bad. I went and had to hang with my old lady, and y'all know how my old lady do me, and you know she crazy. I fucked around and came up on a retarded-ass conversation between my mom and my auntie Bertha. My mama gonna tell my aunt Bertha. She said, Bertha, I'm going to put you out on the corner so you can sell some pussy. And Aunt Bertha said, well, shit, what you going to be selling? Nan said, I'm going to be sucking dick. I said, so y'all both are just going to be on the corner selling lips? This is what y'all do?
You know what? I'm not playing with Nan. I ain't ready. I ain't old enough for that. So I ain't even going to go there.
No, this is the kickers, listeners. My mama's 70, my auntie's 74. Exactly. Who's buying this dry mouth and this dry cock? Who wants this? I told her, Mama, please don't go suck no dick. Please don't go suck no dick. She said, girl, I got to find you a new daddy. I said, I don't want no new daddy. She said, girl, I can get you a couple of them. I said, no. Now, keep in mind, sex jerk, I was telling you about 2 weeks ago, she told me she tired of pissing because she done wiped the pussy off. Remember?
You know what? I'm not playing with your mama today. Like, it's funny because one of my favorite things to say when people say crazy stuff is be like your mama. But with Nan, your mama's, like, really serious. Like, that's a whole thing.
That's your friend. That's your girl. That's your friend.
No, first of all, that's your mama. Like, that's one of the things I tell my wife all the time. That's your mama.
Oh, so you're going to put it back on me. So you're going to put it back on me.
No, that's your mama. But real quick, guys, before we do that, let's go ahead and get to a couple of things because I got to give some personal updates. This week, SCB Catering will not be doing any food. We had some emergencies and some situations that took place this week. And y'all know me, the first thing I'm about is being open, available, and extended to people. So this week, we will not be having any catering services. So don't be in your feelings. We'll be back the following week. But we got to take care of family first. So things are going that way. On the other end, kind of upset me and hurt my feelings a little bit.
Oh, Lord, give it.
Somebody told me that you was a backup singer for a famous person, and you was in a video.
Somebody told you the truth. That was when I was way younger. You know, I'm still just as cute, but it was just the younger cute. But actually, yes, I did. When I was in high school, we used to go to a church, Pastor Cecil Murray, First AME, and I was in the youth choir. And if you, if anybody wants to go back and check it out, Patti LaBelle's song, When You've Been Blessed, we recorded that at First AME Church, and we also did the video at First AME Church. So, yes, baby, I sung with Miss Patti. That was all before the Patti Pies and shit. What, they jealous? Hey!
You listen, and the reason why I have to say that is because, like we don't give ourselves enough credit for the things that we do. Like, we always big up everybody else for what's going on, but I had to let people know, like, I got a borderline little baby superstar on my hands over here.
Not a baby superstar. But, yes, I did, and I enjoyed it. I loved it. We had so much fun. And she literally went to each and every one of us because our youth choir, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say we have 53 members in our youth choir, all ranging from age 12 to 18. And when I tell you that baby came and hugged and shook hands with all of us, we had a big old dinner. Now, I don't know if Patti cooked the dinner because, you know, we always had food at the Young Church and stuff. But I can honestly say it was one of the most happiest points of my life, because I, you know, my life is always happy and full of smiles. So I can say that was actually one of my really high points that I really enjoyed and I learned a lot from.
Your ass always be learning something. You like a human sponge. But anywho, you know we got to get to your favorite day real quick because we pressed the time. We got a lot of stuff we got to pack in tonight. So we haven't done this in a while, so we are definitely bringing
it coming.
Back.
Oh, it's coming. Say it. Say it. Don't hold me in suspense, sex jerk. Say it. You know I'm waiting.
We about to do what day it is.
What the day? I love it.
Okay, so actually a couple of these I can kind of relate to. So I'm gonna start from the bottom because the reason why I wanna start from the bottom and go up is because when we do our poet for 9:30, this topic is going to be important, so I want to kind of roll into that topic. So the first one is this.
Okay.
The first one is National Tell a Joke Day. So you already told the first joke for the day with your mom and the pussy and all that. So we.
You know what?
listen, I didn't start this. You started this. I'm just looking at this for the first time, so you can't blame me. You opened the show the way you did.
Oh my God. See,
okay,
how it works.
The second one, y'all supposed to be doing this anyway because y'all know on this show y'all supposed to be drinking anyway. So the second one is National Rum Day.
Oh, say what and, now you say to me?
And then we have National Roller Coaster Day.
Oh, you know I love roller coasters.
So, you know, not everybody can go on the roller coasters. And then the last one we have is National Airborne Day. Now, the reason why I want to talk about that is because I'm actually from Fayetteville, North Carolina, which is one of the home bases of the Airborne. And a lot of people who've never been in the military have very diverse misconceptions of what the military really is. So tonight, we're going to, from a poet's perspective, give you their interpretation of the military. So that's going to be one. And then the other part of what we're going to get to tonight, depression hit me for the first time in a long time. And one thing that I try to get people to understand is the importance of understanding that depression is real. And it looks different in every single person that you're going to come in contact with. Depression for you and depression for me are not going to look the same. But as I was sitting there going into depression, I began to talk to myself. And this was one of the funniest things I've ever done. And I usually don't really engage myself when I deal with my depression. But I actually engaged myself.
Say what now?
Hold on.
I'm sorry, on my end, I don't know if it's me or what, but it sounds like I'm going, like it's going in and out.
Yeah, I'm in and out too. Hey, Peaches with the X is here. Hey, y'all.
Hey, there go my pretty baby. Gone, Gemini twin. Gone, Gemini twin.
What you got going?
To get it cracking, get it cracking, get it cracking.
Uh-oh.
Happy you here, Peaches with the X. Yes.
I'm here. I'm trying to...
Oh, no, y'all better turn up. Don't stop turning up because I'm here.
Boss, you sound like some aliens abducted you. Can you fix that? Jesus, I feel like I'm lost in space.
Oh, look, y'all remember that little punk ass show Homeboys in Outer Space?
Outer Space.
Ryan from Different Worlds. Flex out. Why when you said that instantly popped into my head?
Oh my goodness.
That is too funny. So what's been going on with you, Miss Peaches? How everything going, baby?
Good. Trying to get my son settled.
I see when you posted that, and baby, you know what isn't now, tell the truth. When I seen when you had posted that, I said, oh, I know my pop baby out there going crazy. Because, you know, we get our shit and we get it together. Don't it seem like when we trying to get them to, when we doing the stuff for them, we want to make sure they have it right more than they do, and it ends up being more pressure on us than it is them because we try so hard to make sure they stuff right. It is crazy. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about your baby moving out and, oh, my goodness, getting into his own space and moving into his own world and life? Because I cried. I ain't going to lie. I cried.
I cried, too. But he had to go.
First of all, what y'all not going to do with that question?
Oh, my God. They brought him back. They brought him back safe and sound.
No.
Your mama. I'm not gonna say nothing else but your mama.
Oh, they took him again. They took him again.
I came with her, I swear. I love it.
This is why I don't like y'all.
You know what?
Like
you ain't gotta like us. You know you love the Gemini twins.
No, but I don't like y'all. There's a difference. You can love anybody. It don't take much to love, but to like some people, I don't like y'all when y'all together.
Why? Mm-hmm. Do you see how hilarious we are together and how well we bounce off each other? You better get with it.
That's the problem. I can't do my job fucking with both of y'all.
We are your job.
Shit. Okay, hold on. Okay, so listen. Let me say this real quick. I almost wanted to punch both of y'all holes in the face last week.
Why?
Let me say this collectively and individually. People who don't have Gemini friends, y'all don't really understand the mindset of a Gemini. And I want to say this because I have several Gemini friends. But I'm going to need at times for y'all to sit y'all bipolar asses down and hug yourselves first.
We're not bipolar. We're not bipolar. What it is as soon as we hear a situation, we just figure out right then and there the 100 different ways the situation can end up. And we just need to prepare for whichever one it might end up to be. That's not bipolar. That's cautious.
I get it. But see, here's the crazy part, though. I still need y'all to take a moment. After y'all think of all the stuff that go on, before y'all react, take a moment to breathe. Because let me tell y'all something. Look,
let me tell y'all what y'all don't see, about y'all. And I love Gemini. But when y'all get in y'all head, okay, like each sign gets in their head differently, okay? But
right.
with the Geminis, when y'all get in y'all head, y'all put everybody on like a cliff. And they don't know if they're supposed to come hug you or jump off that bitch. Y'all show up with ultimatums. Y'all are very direct. And sometimes y'all scare the shit out of people. Y'all scare people. And it took me a long time to understand Geminis. Because Geminis are... Let me say this because I want to say this with love because I don't want nobody to be mad at me because we're gonna take a commercial after this and we're gonna get into something else because I know I got Geminis like sitting on the edge of their seat like I want to hear what this nigga got to say next because if you say the wrong thing
waiting.
I'm about to be fighting that nigga. Y'all are direct, but y'all are one of the most emotional sensitive people I've ever met in my life. Y'all and Pisces scare the shit out of me. Y'all care sometimes way too much.
And we don't even get along with Pisces. It's so weird.
Tell
them, twins.
Both of y'all are emotional. Both of y'all are emotional. And sometimes when y'all care so much about the situation because of the person that's in the situation that y'all don't always see y'all selves in the situation. And the reason why I had to say that is because, like, I look at both of you two as very strong, very outgoing, very direct women. But sometimes the emotional response that y'all give a situation is not always the best response for you. It may have handled the situation, but because of how y'all emotions are set up, after y'all were done, y'all internalized some things that kind of put y'all in a bad place sometimes. That's why I say I need y'all to breathe first.
I can agree with that.
Just breathe. Because y'all gonna get it done. Y'all, it don't matter if y'all got to go, as the old folks used to say, four ways from Sunday. Y'all gonna get it done. But breathe first. And I'm saying this because the mental health day that I had today, I almost went straight into depression today, and I could have easily did that. But I had to talk to myself today. And I'm saying this because I want my friends, my fans, my listeners, my viewership to do one thing. I want you to take one message from this show today. Your mental health is important.
Mm-hmm.
Stop letting people tell you how you feel or what you're going through isn't valid.
Come on, everybody, preach.
Moment matters. It does not take but a second for a person to have the idea or the thought of committing suicide. 1 second is all it takes, is the idea, the thought to come into there. And I'm saying this because I'm sitting on a train and I'm listening to myself. And myself wants to say, well, how are you going to go out here? This is what self said to me. I want y'all to realize this is self talking today. How are you going to go out here and be an entrepreneur when all types of stuff is going wrong in the world and the things you're trying to do because every time you get out here, something bad happens. How you call yourself doing whatever it is that you claim when, because remember, we're harder on ourselves than anybody else. And so I'm going to do, and I'm breaking down emotionally, mentally, psychologically, because the only thing that I can see is my word not coming back fulfilled. Because the one thing that I was always taught as a man, let's get out of the sex thing. thing, but one thing that as a man, the first thing that I was taught by men who I consider themselves to be men, the first thing they ever said to me is a man's word means something. The first lesson
yeah.
I ever learned.
All you got. That's all you got.
And
all you
so
got.
As
if they can't take you on your word, they can't take you for nothing else, baby. Your word is all you got. See, before contracts,
so,
motherfuckers, you could be able to shake hands and say, this is what we're going to do and be able to be trusted. A man's
so,
word is all you got.
That's still a legal binding contract. People act like it's not. It's still legal and binding. All it takes is a witness.
Yeah, it's a non-written contract. Exactly. But the word.
But
baby, that word.
I was cutting my, like, people don't understand. I was physically cutting myself in my head.
Oh, wow.
There was no actual action, but I was physically cutting myself. Because what I need people to understand is when you put everything on you, that crown, that mantle, that's why I love women so much. Because when women have kids, they take on a mantle most of the time. That maternal mantle, I'm sorry, dude, we don't come close to touching that. But there are some things that we carry that a woman will never carry. And we have to understand. That is what we talk about when we talk about gender roles, is the mantle that you carry. Outside of that, right, who you lay down with ain't got nothing to do with. So guys, we're gonna switch it up real quick. I want to introduce to you guys somebody real quick. And before we do that, Peaches, I need you to tell the people, because we still gotta get to this, because some of y'all are still starting with school. I want you to recap for them real quick what you talked about going on with the school systems as these kids go back to school. Recap that for those who missed the last show so that way they can hear it from your mouth and not mine.
Okay, so because of COVID, we've learned that if your child did not take the SAT or SAP, then, of course, they'll be waived and they can attend class in school, but they can't get any scholarships. Y'all there?
Wait, say that again for the people in the back.
If your child was exempt for taking the SAT, ACT, you cannot get any scholarships. Their scholarships are voided until they take the SAT, ACT, which is a bunch of bull crap because, I mean, some areas, like my rural area, they don't even have open dates because everyone's out due to COVID.
So it's kind of a
hurdle. But I mean, the good thing about it is financial aid ain't on nobody's ass this year. So if you don't think you qualify or you keep off of financial aid, yeah, I probably do. Just because of COVID. So that's all I have on it. That's a major dilemma.
All right, guys. So we're going to do a quick commercial, and then when you come back, you're going to be hearing the voice of a dear friend of mine. And I want to give her a little shout-out before we get on this, because to watch a soldier, right now this is going to be personal for me. And if you don't know any soldiers, I want you to hear the words that she's going to say when she comes back from this commercial break. But we take those words for granted. We take the words hero for granted. We take so many ideas for granted. But it takes you hearing it from another person's mouth. So real quick, though, let me do a quick commercial, and then we'll be right back with this beautiful sister. All the Sisters Home Fun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit AshEmporiumET.com. You can find that link on Big Back and Friends and DJ's Roundtable. So let me get my sister in here. Second best
hey,
friend you out there.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. So what I want to do is I don't want to over-talk this because I don't want to take away from the moment. So what I want to say is the mic is yours. Please bless our listeners.
Okay. This is very dear to me, and if I stumble, please give me some grace. So here we go. As a little tales of heroes, the soldiers who saved our family, and they became legends in my innocent mind. With boots that gleamed bright, polished obsidian, thunder on the ground to herald their arrival, larger than life, towering giants, stronger than the archangels, the knights protecting the weak, standing for honor. So no wonder when the chance arose, I swan-dived into the abyss to join the ranks of the elite. Who wouldn't want to be a hero? And I embraced it, the words written on the paper of my tattered, stained blue book, the instruction manual, how to become one of my heroes. I drank them in until my very cells were immersed, bathed in and saturated with the ethos and the creed of my army. And I gave my faith and entrusted myself, body, mind, and soul, to my brothers and sisters who stood to my left and to my right. For that is what a good soldier does. The blood of the covenant will always be thicker than the water of the womb. And my battles would never break that faith, carry us through hell. I am my brother and sister's keeper, as they are mine. This was my mantra. My faith was resolute, eternal, and complete. Until it wasn't. A single event killed me, destroying everything I believed. I never knew that when they called me to lay down your life for your brother, that I would be laid on my back, thighs spread. I understood that to fall in, it never meant to me to fall in line and to keep your mouth shut or your career would suffer, that taking one for the team meant covering my shame, my violation, so not to make waves. I never imagined that being Army Strong meant struggling with this alone. Being an army of one would include countless nights in my shower, desperately scrubbing, never washing the feel of filth off my skin, and that some would consider my body a piece of property, their own MWR. I never signed a 2062 over for my self-worth and granting indiscriminate access to who I was. When I raised my right hand ready to make the ultimate sacrifice, that I would be alive to tell the tale, hollow. And so I fell, and my comrades never saw me go down, and I was left alone. And still, I did what a good soldier does, to make the mission happen, to never quit. No one wondered why my laughter became sharp, like the pain of my movements the morning after, why I became that ice queen bitch, that ball-busting cunt, and so many other titles thrown my way. As I faced the laughing face of that worm who betrayed the unspoken oath that I held so dear, the shattered trust towards my brothers had me watching my sectors of fire with suspicion, anger, and fear, scanned for targets. And I became that soldier that they said I should be. Because if I was, this wouldn't have happened to me, right? And I embraced them, the Army colors. The color is red, just like the blood he left on my thighs. The color is blue and green, the bruises on my body and circles under my eyes, late nights to occupy my mind. The color is white, bloodless knuckles of sheets gripped tight and screams of half-remembered nightmares. Fixed bayonets, my words became a sharp, cutting and keen, my favorite weapon. If I rip you to shreds, you will never notice how I react as every time someone lays a hand on me from behind. And I became ferocious and aggressive, always ready for battle because I can never trust those around me to have my six, not even myself. And I drank down my hate just like that drink he spiked for me, and it was bitter. The taste of cranberry, 7-Up, and bile on the back of my tongue that I can taste to this day. I was thirsty to be strong, never be a victim again. I didn't understand that he had bred a monster into me that night, and it spread like AIDS throughout, changing me, altering the very fabric of my soul, making me something that I don't even recognize as myself anymore. The soundtrack in my head stopped playing Disney songs and became death metal, angry, harsh, and violent, rending, tearing, like he tore into me, deceased. No more marathons of Saturday morning cartoons. No more midnight margaritas and socked dance-offs impromptu in my kitchen. I lost paint-splattered canvases embedded with the joy of love for the world gracing my easel. I had instead barked commands, order, discipline, steel-clad control. A soldier never loses their military bearing. I am an expert in professional. My pens and brushes lay dusty and silent, set aside and forgotten. And I pushed away everyone I loved till I was alone, and I thought it made me strong. I am a non-commissioned officer, a leader of soldiers, even as I screamed inside, sobbing for connections with someone. But you can't connect if you never feel safe. Always on guard, ever vigilant and watchful. I will guard my post and everything within the limits of my post. And I saw my pain, my suffering, echoed in countless eyes of brothers and sisters, in every flinch, in a cracked joke during sharp training, every time the walk of shame was done for fat, because I got an appointment, Sergeant. And I grew to hate my isolation, despise the strong, standing NCO I had become. Packing away pretty clothes and childish joys right alongside my vulnerability and weakness. No worries. My 1750 is posted right on the inside of my mind. I defined my self-worth on being a member of a time-honored corps known as the backbone of the Army. Forget burning the candle at both ends. I coated that worthless bitch in napalm and set her ablaze. My two basic responsibilities will always be uppermost in my mind, the accomplishment of my mission and the welfare of my soldiers, even at the cost of my health, body, and mind. Pushing myself harder and farther till my body could take just no more, and I broke myself on the iron bars of my creed, the creed of the non-commissioned officer, desperate to escape the feeling of being worthless. And so I continued on until one day, one of my greatest joys asked me a question. My beautiful, brilliant boy on the cusp of becoming a man asked me in a trembling voice, "Mom, why do you hurt so much? Why are you angry all the time?" And it shocked me still and quiet in my mind. I had forgotten I was hurt and still in pain until he saw through the mask and crashed through the armor I had built around my heart to remain sane. In a whispered, shaking voice, I told him, "Baby, I'm still fighting. I'm still at war with these monsters in my head." And his eyes filled with the tears for me that I had forgotten how to shed and rolled down his face. "Mommy," he begged me, gasping, sharing in my pain, "Mommy, don't let him win. Please stop fighting alone. You promised me you would always come home, and we are waiting." And with that, I stopped. Home, for the first time since that bloody, hazy morning so many years ago. And then I was ready for one more round, my final stand. Facing down the monster, this thing trying to feast on my heart, to my soul, until I am left as twisted, like my abuser, and I am ready to keep my promise. I'm ready to come home.
Oh. I still cried a second time.
Wow.
Ladies, you say
wow.
Peaches with the air.
Wow.
I'm crying a second time. I'm crying a second time.
Wow.
I'm crying a second time. Because here's what I want you guys to understand. Somebody asked me, "Donna, why do you do what you do?" Okay? I'm not going to be Big Bat for a minute, not Dr. Field. I'm not going to be any other character that I play. I'm going to have a conversation with y'all. There's a lot of people out here who know me, who listen. Somebody asked me, "Donna, why do you do what you do?" And I said, everywhere that I've ever been in my life, the person who became my best friend in that situation was at the point of losing it all. I don't care how you feel about it, but every single person that I've ever helped in my lifetime, when I met them, they were at the brink of destruction.
You're not lying.
That could have been their last day.
Yeah.
Those are my friends.
Amen. Wow.
People ask me, why do I do what I do? It's never been about the money for me, because those are my friends. The pearls of wisdom that I give them in life to remember to live again. That is why I do what I do. It was never about money. I could have been rich a long time ago. Let's talk.
Second best friend, you saved me along with a lot of other people when I didn't even know I needed to be saved.
I met her in her house. Let me tell you, her house was beautiful. She designed her house. This woman can lay brick better than any man. She can do refined marble better than any man. She continues to work on her skills. This is a woman who can come in and restore anybody's house. And I said, baby, I don't even want anything. Just finish getting certified. I'll promote you. Just give me 10% of however you see it or whatever I'm worth.
Second best friend, it ain't even about that. It's about...
No. You have to understand.
Well, let me finish. This poem has been written for a long time. This is the first time I've ever read it, and I'm sitting here, I'm crying. If you would talk to any of my soldiers, I don't cry, and I am crying.
Here's the
because
thing.
It's...
No. This is what you don't even realize. Let me paint a picture for y'all. Y'all want to hear a good story about this young lady? I'm gonna give y'all the night I met her. Now, I get invited to a party that I didn't want to go to because I didn't know anybody there. But I was told I have to go. I need to show my face. People don't need to think that I'm just some crazy retarded black dude. Because every time they hear me, and so I'm called. Whenever, listen, I'm the person you don't call and put on speakerphone. So people get to hear my voice, and they're like, who the hell is that? Oh, the most people in their life at some point have said, oh, that's just Bap, or that's just Donald, or that's just DJ, whatever it is you call me. It usually follows up with, that's just. You've told that to somebody at least once. So I show up, I'm not in costume. Everybody is dressed up. I had no intentions on dressing up. I was protesting. That was my protest. I'm going, but I'm not dressing up, and I think all I took was like my paddle. I was walking around with a big ass paddle. That's it. Now, the host of the party is on the line. Ma'am, could you tell everybody what you had on for the evening?
I was dressed as Adult Wednesday Adams.
Oh, that's cute.
Then a motherfucker. Now, everybody else is over-sexualized and everything and all of that stuff. And I said, no, I want to talk to her. It takes an attentive mind to pull this off. Now, understand, she has the body frame of a Wednesday Adams. So I was like, to pull that off, I'm like, okay. I want to know more about her. And then I found out, this woman is a world travel tea taster. Nah, which I don't understand. This. Me and my wife, we like to do tea parties. We host them. It's one of our businesses. You feel what I'm saying? I met someone who loves things that I'm already into. And we had a great and brilliant conversation that night.
In fact, we ended up making tea while everybody else was partying.
Yeah, we was in the kitchen. Listen, we in the kitchen drinking tea while everybody else is outside. We talking about tea. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you right now, there is an oil that I carry in my line that I got for her specifically. It's called Dragon's Blood. She goes, hey, if you buy that, I'll buy it. It's in my cabinet. I bought it just for her. Why? Because relationships matter.
Right.
This is where we Remember, I told you we're going to spend the rest of this night wrapping up talking about relationships. Relationships matter. You are the life and death piece between someone taking their life. You have no idea the battered and tattered souls that you're going to come across that no longer have any will to make it.
And you don't know because they always present as the strongest people you know.
Oh, my God, that is so fucking true.
So we had a conversation. She was like, I like anime. I said, ooh, cool. I said, we should have an anime date. Okay? She was like, oh, pick the date. I said, well, you know what? I think Thursday's free on my schedule. She goes, you know what? I have nothing. I'm off that day. I said, okay, cool. No problem. We set a date. I get in the car. On the whole ride home, this is the statement that said to me about her. You can't go over there. I said, why? I know you. I said, hold on, wait. What you mean you know me? Well, her dude's not there and blah, blah, blah. And how's it going to look if y'all are doing blah, blah? I said, first of all, who are you to put parental control over my penis? Let's talk about that first.
That's funny.
First off.
Parental control over my penis.
First off, let's address the horse in the room. You just put parental control marks over my penis. No, sir. You don't even get to say
that it again.
To me. I am wrong. On top of that, hold on. Let's say this better for the audience. I'm older than you.
Huh.
But okay, that's cute. Continue. Well, you know, she going through so much. I said, aren't we all? So, okay. So now I want to meet the person. Everybody done gave me all these running flags of what I can't do. Now I want to meet you. So we sat down and we had one of the most beautifulest conversations. We barely even watched anime. We put it on and we spent so much time talking, they was just kicking and fighting in the background.
All right.
Yes, they were.
All right.
All because right.
And he was a perfect gentleman the entire time.
We became friends. So what people get mad at me when they say, oh, can people of the opposite sex be friends? Yeah, they just got to recognize that they both have opposite body parts. They still can be attractive. You can look at your friend and be like, ooh, girl, I'm going to have to go for a walk today. Sorry, I love you, but what we not going to do? Because it happens.
Hmm.
I can get excited at a cool breeze, so fuck you. But we have to
but
be
you know
honest.
What? If I can come in and say something on that right now, when it comes to you, I, you know, me and you, we've always felt like, you know, we know men and women can actually be friends. Of course, you might find your friend attractive, but like you said, might have to go for a walk today. But at the same time, I can only speak for me. I know there's never, ever been any stepped over. And not only that, but anybody who knows you know all of that cute shit, big booty and all that shit. Yeah, I like them, but you need to get my mind right before you can get my little boy right. If you don't get my mind right, my little boy gonna stay asleep every time you around.
Now here's why that's funny is because the very person. Hold on. Now here's the crazy part. Now the very person that told me that I can't do these things, I am mentoring him in the arts of the lifestyle.
Oh, cool. Now, see?
So here's now, because now I'm going to introduce y'all to something that y'all don't know about my friend. My friend here is also in the lifestyle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She's an active participant. And
okay.
What people don't understand, but here's something that I want y'all to understand. Lifestyle members, when we finally actually meet other members, we actually end up having very beautiful conversations. It's less about sex and more about the mind.
It is.
Okay.
see. And so so what you don't even understand is in the process of having this beautiful conversation, we are now, because the fact of what she said first gives me the ease to tell the rest of this story, because things have to be said in context. She said, he acted like a gentleman the entire evening, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I heard that.
Now, this woman took me on a tour of her entire house. Okay? I'm talking about closets, bathroom spaces, because everything in her house, she redesigned herself.
Oh, you know, I love a good closet.
Oh, yeah, hey. Closets are king.
So I love a good closet. I'm sorry.
Hold on. So let me tell you something. This woman's corset collection at the time was second to none.
We're going to have to talk. I've been trying to get into the corset thing. I really want to do it. We're going to have to talk, baby. I really want to do it. Sorry to interrupt you, Dexter. Go ahead.
No, anytime. Just hit me up.
See what happens when you have friends who have real arts and real skills that they keep hitting? So we're having a conversation, and she's explaining to me the art of the corset.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, so there's an art to it. She goes, yeah, if it's done right, there's times and reasons for all types of courses. So the next thing you know, so the next thing you know, she's in the room with me doing courses, and I'm like, well, she's in the lifestyle. We used to be in nude in front of people. This ain't nothing. So she's trying on, doing what she's, and the next thing you know, she's explaining to me what corsets are. Not one time did my penis get aroused, and I can tell you, I had on the thinnest of shorts. It's hot in Texas.
You're so silly, Sexta.
No, you don't understand, bitch. If I could have just had a loin top, I would have. Texas is another kind of hot.
Set your oven to 350 degrees and then stick your head in. That's about what Texas is like.
On top of that, On top of that, now understand, we in West Texas. We in El Paso. We in that desert area. So it's hot.
Yeah, y'all was in the middle of the sun in El Paso, Texas, basically.
So fuck y'all. Floridians will be like, it's hot. I'm like, you ain't never been to El Paso in the summer. Fuck you. That's, you don't even go outside. You just look at the sun go across the sky. That's it.
You say that. All my brothers and sisters in arms, we outside sweating in it and dying.
El Paso generally loses a soldier a year to some type of heat injury.
Wait, what?
Like a month.
Yeah.
More like a
month. I'm just saying, that's guaranteed. Because it's hot. You got to understand.
I never knew that to just like literally right now when you just said it.
Oh, okay, yes. Listen.
I ain't got no problem admitting my ignorance. I like to learn.
Because I don't want to take away from the show. We'll get on some of those things on Wednesday show. Y'all come back to Wednesday show. Because I want to stay on this topic. Because I don't want to get too far, because we only got like 4 minutes before the show ends. And I need y'all. The show's only an hour. I scaled it back to an hour. Because people got shit to do.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead and finish saying what you were saying, please, so I can get it.
Now, I need y'all to understand your relationships that you have with people are important. Establish them. You can be the reason that they're successful. You can be the reason why they go on to aspire to become whatever. All it takes is for somebody to believe in somebody.
Can I leave? Can I interject real quick, second best friend?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Let your light shine, because you never know if you the light in somebody else's darkness leading them home.
Now, God damn it, say that again louder for the people in the back. I like that. Say it again, please.
Let your light shine, Because you never know if you somebody's light in the darkness leading them home.
Come on now. Come on with this truth. I might have to have our production manager change what my favorite quote is on our bio.
I'm
stealing it.
I'm a believer in people, though. And this is why you have to believe in people.
Listen, let me tell y'all
what I told somebody one day, and people looked at me like I was nuts, and I said, listen, if I ever get married again, I said, I'm going to have a group of women standing behind me. And people looked at me and they laughed.
Yes, you did. Even I've been around long enough for that.
They laughed at me. I said, I will never get married again with men standing behind me. And they said, what? I said, listen, I'm sorry. As a man, the women held my back better than a lot of these dudes. Because I can tell you right now, listen, there were women that my wife was mad at. What you mean you didn't tell me? She goes, I was loyal to him.
I hear that.
And people were like, what? I said, your relationships matter, because anybody that's loyal to my wife before I got there, I expect for all of those secrets to die in their grave. That's what they did. We don't need to relive the past. That's what y'all did. Baby, congratulations. I hope you live the best life before you die with me, because I only expect for it to get better.
Huh, now that I done gave you the right steps, to walk up, it can't do nothing but get better. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
We go into relationships trying to be so many people, not realizing the whole reason they fell in love with you was the energy that they saw when they met you.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you. That's all I be trying to say. Shit.
I can't change my energy. I tell people, I'm the brightest energy in any room I go into. Doesn't matter who's in the room.
I can agree.
Doesn't matter.
I can agree with that.
You either gonna fuck with me or you're going to get away from me, because I fuck with everybody here. That's how I always look at it.
More like either they're going to fuck with you or be jealous because they don't have that. But go ahead.
No, mm-hmm. You're going to talk to me. We got 30 seconds. No.
Yeah, you would be surprised. The people don't
have,
you know, it's a natural love, and it's a natural happiness, and it's a natural glow, and it's a natural giving that you have. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, people, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, either they're going to come with you or they're going to step back.
We got 10 seconds. Let me wrap the show up. Ladies, I'm going to let the ladies come back on Wednesday and talk. So Peaches and you say, fuck y'all, got the mic on Wednesday night. Talk to them. I'll...
Okay. We ready. Me and my
nice
twin, we
friend.
Ready.
Oh, man.